94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of the city. I'm Juan Castillo, and I've got a treat for you. I have a young man in the house who's a national champion, man. His name is Quentin Leandre White Jr., and he's here with his mom, Crystal Bethia. And we are so proud of this New Haven youngster. He has won the American Dancer of the Year dance competition. He's a national champion, and I got him on the mic right now. How you doing, young man?
I'm excellent.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So you love to dance, right?
Yes, I do.
When did you first start dancing?
I started dancing when I was 4 years old at Christian Tabernacle Church.
Oh, you was dancing in church. That's wonderful. So you love the Lord.
Yes.
Good for you. All right. So now you go to Catherine Brennan, right?
Yes.
Now what grade are you in?
I'm in fourth grade.
Okay. So you were mentioning, I asked you before, you know, like any dancers that you kind of look up to or whatever, but you kind of just watch television and get the dancers from there, right? Tell me about that.
So sometimes, like, we'll be home and I'm in my bed and I'll be watching TV and, like, I'll go on demand and just watch dancing shows, stuff like that.
And then you kind of, like, just do what they do.
Yeah.
That's how you, oh, wow.
That's
so
cool.
So mom, how you doing? Crystal Bethia in the house, how you doing?
I'm good.
All right. And you've been doing a lot of stuff in our community. I thank you for everything that you do. You know, I really appreciate that, and so does the community. But this is your shining star right here.
Yes,
right?
He is.
Okay, so tell me about him, and when you discovered that he could do a lot more than just watch TV and do the dances.
Well, actually, when he was 3 years old.
Yes.
And our church had an event with some praise dances. And watching his face expressions in church, watching them dance, it was something to me. And when we got home, he started doing, you know, everything that they were doing at church. So one Sunday after church, he got up and he went to the dance director, Miss Melba Lee. Yeah. And he said, "Miss Melba, I want to dance." He was three then. She said, "Quentin, you're too young." So that year went by. When he turned four, after one Sunday church service, he got up. He pulled Miss Melba Lee's shirt. He said, "Miss Melba, I'm 4 years old and I'm ready now." And from then on, he started dancing.
Now, did he get any formal, has he got any formal training or anything? Is it just something that he just
No
does?
Formal training, just a talent and a gift that he was blessed with.
Wow. So now, Quentin, you're 9 years old, right?
Yes.
You're 9 years old. So let's talk a little bit more about you. So what's your favorite, you know, subject at school?
My favorite subject at school is probably math.
Good. That's very good. And you go to Catherine Brennan, right?
Yes.
You're going to the fourth grade in September?
Yes.
That's wonderful. So now tell me about that competition when you won and became a national champion. Tell me about that.
When they called me up for first place, I was just like, I was so excited in my stomach. It felt like I was about to pass out.
And I saw the video. You did your thing, boy.
Thank you.
So now tell me, you know, about that particular performance. You know, what music did you dance to?
I danced to the song named "Forgiven."
Okay, and who sings that song, Mom? You know, do you know?
I'm not even sure who sings that song, right. But it's a beautiful song.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful song.
Yeah. And now you like to do different dances, right? You do hip hop and jazz and everything, right?
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. That's fantastic. Well, Mom, you know, sometimes, you know, it becomes difficult, you know, when you have a child who has a gift and, you know, and the responsibility that you have to make sure that not only does he grow up with great character and whatever, but also that he's got a good head on his shoulder, right?
You yes, know what I mean? Exactly.
And the traveling and all of that can get pretty heady, right?
Yes, it can.
You know,
yes,
so
it
tell
can.
Me, so tell me about how you deal with that.
I just thank God, you know, for giving my son such a talent. And as a mom, you know, we all want to see our kids do well. We all want to see our kids excel. I mean, it's a lot of footwork that I do, and I'm just blessed that I can do it.
Wonderful.
I'm just blessed.
Now, How did you get him into this competition? You know, the one that was in Vegas, right?
No, that was in Orlando, Florida.
In Orlando, Florida. Okay, yeah. How did you get him in that competition?
He actually won a competition in Hartford.
Okay.
And that win led him to going to the ADA competition in Orlando, Florida.
I see.
So he had to win first place to win a jacket in order to go to Orlando, Florida.
Wow. Now he's going to be at the Apollo August 30th. Tell us about that.
Yes, he is. I'm just overwhelmed with that. When I saw that they were taking auditions, and I said, Quentin, we're going to do this, Quentin.
Yeah.
And my intentions were, when we got there, it was going to be a long line wrapped around the corner, but which it wasn't a long line. We just, you know, we went right up the stairs, and it was quite a few, you know, quite a few people there. And he was, I believe he was number 42. Mm-hmm. And it was, I don't know, he's so anointed.
Yes.
Let me mention that.
Yes.
He's an anointed child. And when he walked into the room, it was several other kids there, but it was like all the attention focused on Quentin.
Yes.
And when they called his, you know, his number for him to go in to do his act, they tell you right then, you know, you have 3 minutes to do your performance. Don't call us. Don't email us. Don't write us. If we want you, we'll call you.
Right.
So it was quite a few performers before him, and they did their performance. Some of them didn't even finish their whole performance. They cut them, told them to leave, and they left. When Quentin got up there, he did his performance is like almost 4 minutes. They let him do his whole performance. And when he finished, it's like they stopped the whole audition. The judges, they just embraced him, hugged him, told us to go have a seat. Like, we need your information today. So that was confirmation that he'll be coming back to perform at the Apollo.
Right. And that's happening on August 30th at 7 o'clock. And you got a bus that you're going to have folks get on that bus to go down there.
Yes, I do.
Support, right? And that's going to be leaving from the Elks at 3 o'clock, 3 p.m.
Yes.
Right? And folks, you know, if you want to, I just became their manager, though, I'm only playing. But if you want to get on that bus, right, please contact me. Juan Castillo at 203-393-6527. You can also call the radio station, and I could tell you how you can get on this bus. All right. I want to thank both of you for coming, please.
Thank you for having us.
And Quentin, you know, we are so very proud of you, and we want you to continue doing what you're doing. Enjoy yourself, right? But most important, you know what I'm most proud of? That you are a good student in school. Right? Because by the end of the day, I guess mom tells you that all the time, right? School's more important, right?
Yeah.
There ain't no dancing if there ain't no school, right?
That's right.
Thank you so much, both of you, for coming.
Thank you.
All right. Juan Castillo with you. It's the Saturday Jam on 94.3 WYBC.
That was nice. That was